שני הלכות, מרמה מרדכי אליהו יעקב, יש עוד מרמה מרדכי, הלכות לימות החול, זה הנה, סיבו סיבו, זה הנה, כן? זה מופלא. I like it that he brings down the Nishchai and the Kaf HaChaim and the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama and everyone in it. Beautiful, he did it ממש. עבודה נפלאה עם הסופר. טוב.
שמילים על הרב של כולם,
אבל יאו עשה קמבינש רציני. טוב. So we were speaking about that you have to wash your hands. When you wake up in the morning, you wash your hands as terugin. At least they still get in English.
Alternate, like back and forth.
Yeah,
like
back and forth.
First you pour,
you take the cup on your right hand, you pass it on to the left hand, and you pour into the right. Pour into the left, pour into the right, pour into the left. Until you cover each hand three times, completely. And he said before that if it's not completely, so do it again. He did it and you saw it's still dry, so that's not considered. Now pour another time on that hand for the first time. So now, we said someone woke up in the morning, okay? Also during the day, you should wash your hands also when you get up if you slept for more than half an hour. Just because it could be that you touched covered places in your body, when you were sleeping. And it's not chovah, but you definitely don't make a bracha on that. Only when you wake up in the morning, or if you wake up after a night's sleep. And if you wake up at night, it's after a night's sleep, only then you make a bracha. After when you get up for the day, not only people woke up, okay, needs to wash his hands three times in Sirugin, okay, six times alternate. Yeah, and nichnas lebet hakiseh afi shelo asa tzrachav. Okay, someone who goes into a bathroom, into a dirty place. Even though he didn't use it, he still wash his hands. Okay. After relations, you have to wash your hands. Someone who goes into the cemetery has to wash his hands. Or if he was within four amos of a dead body, also has to wash his hands. And obviously, if he touched the dead body, he has to wash his hands afterwards. Okay. You don't make a bracha on it the other day. Okay. Some say that after Levaya, one should wash his hands, yeah, even though he wasn't within the form for almost of a dead, anyways, you should wash his hands. It's a minhag not to wipe your hands if you wash your hands after a bet kvaot, after a cemetery. You don't the minhag is not to wipe your hands afterwards. But if someone's suffering bitterly because, let's say, it's very cold out, or he has wounds on his hand and it doesn't wipe him, it's very painful, of course you're allowed to. It's just a minhag. I was in Hebron this week on Shabbos. This last Shabbos a big rabbi was nifter, the rabbi of Hebron, of Moshe Levinger Alevi. And I was in Ma'at HaMachpelah on Sunday, on Monday morning. I was zocher to be there. So we went also to Yishai and Rut. They're also buried in Hebron on top. And there's a very ancient cemetery right near there. A big, big Dole Yisrael, huge Dole Yisrael, which were Rabbanim of Hebron over the generations of Eliyahu Mani and Azdei Chemed and the Chesed Avram, the grandfather of the Chida. Huge, huge people from 500 years ago, 300 years ago. Very big tzaddikim. And I didn't know where Rab Levinger was buried. And I go into the cemetery and I see the grave of Levinger in the same graveyard with all these rabbis of Hebron. And he's a person from our generation. And he's at the zchut, a big zchut. He was 8 years old. Big zchut to be buried in the same graveyard. And I don't think it was like a legal thing, because it looked like they took apart the tzafot, and they dug there. And they put the grave right there. It's unbelievable. And his learning also should be Levi Nishmato, the big time Chacham. And because of him, his Mesirut Nefesh for a Jew to be able to daven in Ma'at HaMachpelah. So we have the merit that we could go there. He did a lot of mesilut nefesh, so he could be in
Merata. He opened possibly to be in
Mechevron, to live in Chevron.
Chevron, the entire region.
Yeah.
He battled Dayan. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the people to do Lityashev.
Yeah, and of course, it was a big schutz, I'm sure.
He went head to head.
There's another minhag. When you leave a cemetery, you're supposed to wash your hands. The minhag is not to pass the cup to your friend. It's a minhag like that.
You put it down.
Put it down. And let the other person pick it up. Now, besides these things that we say that a person should wash his hands three times, okay, there's times that you need to wash your hands once. Yeah, someone who leaves a bathhouse or a mikveh, of course, if he also used the place, of course he has to wash his hands three times because he touched his body in covered places. Of course he has to wash his hands. But let's say he just walked in, he walked out, forgot something. Also he needs to wash his hands, just to wash them, not three times. Someone who cut his nails, fingernails. Someone who put his hands into a bathroom, just the hands, not the whole thing. He put his hand in the bathroom, turn off the lights. Wash that hand. I missed it. Also, get out of this photo. Okay?
Yeah.
One time. Not three times. Someone takes a haircut, also once is enough.
Reach here.
Huh?
Once
reach here. Yeah.
Better.
Usually they have. Usually, if it's a Jewish barbershop, someone who's religious, or he's working with religious people, usually they have a washing sink or a washing cup.
What's the reason for that? Not touching the hair.
No, but just something else.
It's first of all, it's a Kabbalah.
The hair is considered the
Motarot, extra of the body.
Considered what?
Exterminant.
Okay, so I'm not touching
leftovers of the brain.
Not touching it though. It's falling.
It's being cut off.
It's falling on the floor.
Yeah. It said that it's written in the Shulchan Aruch that the person who does not do it will have fear for a certain number of days.
Fear.
I
understand.
Unless he doesn't know he's going to do it. So
then he'd be too scared to do what he did.
Yeah. All these things that we said, a person doesn't have to even wash with a cup. He has to wash his hands off.
Yeah, what about giving a haircut?
Giving him, of course you have to wash your hands. It's touching the with his sweat. Okay.
You use a machine.
This is a lock up of both Spartan and
Yeah.
I don't see the barbers washing their hands in between.
No, when he finishes the work. Before he goes to Daven Mincha, he's gonna wash his hands. That's between each time.
How much do they touch the actual scalp? It was a machine.
But before getting the haircut, we should wash our hands.
Before?
Yeah.
After. That's halacha. Once. And even just to rinse is good. If a person does three times, tabala bracha. Okay? Even three times. It's a good thing to do. Yeah. Today is very easy. You don't have to go to the well. You don't have to. You just do like that. Some places you just it's a sensor. You just
you
put your finger to it or whatever, just next to it, and the water comes out. Unbelievable.
There's a problem with both of those things.
Shabbat is a problem. The famous story, one Dolly saw it that he was a chutz la'aretz in a hotel. He walked into the bathroom and the light went out. So he stayed there the whole Shabbos. One of Golei Yisrael. He walked into the bathroom and the light went on, so he stayed there the rest of Shabbos. Because he knew that if he leaves the room, the light goes off. Could be he's allowed to leave, by the way. Could be that he's allowed to leave.
So, you stay?
You wait till a guy comes, or someone else comes in, and then you can leave.
Because
even grammar is a problem.
By turning off grammar? I'm right there. Okay. There's other things which.
Because that's just not even grammar. I'm not sure you can call it grammar.
That's less even. It's even less than grammar, no?
No.
More than grammar?
Possibly. What's the difference if you push a button or an electrodyne sees you move and that's the switch? Well, the electrodyne operates a switch, so it might be considered grammar, isn't it? There's a big controversy right now about the new Shabbat switch. That you slide a button and then a timer that has a variable span from between a few seconds, and it chooses by itself, it's a random span, and then it turns it on or off.
I saw that.
It
doesn't use a timer. It uses a digital circuit, and it's even more of a problem.
It's a digital circuit random time thing. Okay? It's a big problem. There are some quote rabbis unquote who said, of course, the problem is because it's grammar. But every serious rabbi in the world said, except under extreme conditions of medical need, no way can you permit it.
Yeah, because the mice said, then we'll be driving cars soon on Shabbos times because of grammar. Why not?
Oh, what about the self-driving car?
Okay, why not get into a car, drive, fly a plane, and buy a
house?
House? David?
Yeah. It was in Germany when they had a hotel, they didn't want to have a restaurant. But they were on Friday evening in the synagogue. And when they left the synagogue, they were the light looking the door to the camp and look to the synagogue. Stay on the Shabbat.
There's some things that you have to wash your hands because of cleanliness.
Cleanliness.
Someone who takes off his shoes with his hands, or he touches his shoes. Or he touches places in his body which are covered. Touches his feet. Even when they're clean. The person he scratches in his scalp. Touches, a person touches a kinim, touches a lice.
Is the difference between the bottom of the shoe and the top of the shoe?
So I saw in another book that if it's so much on top and it's clean, you don't have to go wash your hands. But if you can, you can, you should. It's female learning, you should go wash.
Shoelace is not a problem.
If it's just a shoelace, then buy it. Now, also, you don't have to wash your whole hand. It's enough you touch with your fingers. You can wash your fingers. It's a matter of cleanliness to be clean. Okay. Achshav, what about Kacha?
Depends if the shoe is plastic
or leather. Leather, you definitely have to wash.
Leather, you have to wash even the top of the shoe.
Okay.
So plastic or cloth, as long as it's not dirty.
Okay. No problem. How about this? You're not washing.
Unless you've got sweat.
Unless you know you have lice over there.
Or sweat.
Can.
Or fleas.
Lice or sweat.
Fleas.
And you kill a mosquito, you have to you need to die.
Okay. It's recorded?
Mm-hmm.
I'll just read what it says, okay? Negia begoy or Israel mumar, tzrich itol adav. Someone touched a Gentile or a Jew with a mumar.
What's the mumar?
He's converted to a different religion.
He has to wash his hands. Like Christianity, Islam, Buddhism.
He has to wash his hands. It's recorded?
Yes.
Touching animals. The machlokes in the Achronim. If it's a behemat me'ah, if it's a not kosher to eat animal like a dog, whatever. The machlokes if you have to wash your hands. It's good to wash your hands after touching it.
Now, what about a cat?
Yeah.
besides washing my hands 20 or 30 times a day.
You don't have to touch the cat 20 or 30 times a day.
No, they jump on me.
Yeah, so you don't touch them. They jump on your hands. Okay.
They do nail gloss in the morning.
Someone needs to wash his hands and does not wash his hands. If he's a Talmid Chacham, he forgets his learning. Yeah? Now I understand what's going on with me, yeah? If he's not a Talmid Chacham, he loses his mind. Ah, now I really understand what's going on with me. Therefore, be really careful to wash your hands. Oh, there's another time where you have to wash your hands? After blood tests. Mm-hmm. Yep. Take a blood out of you, you have to wash your hands afterwards.
Even if they take it out of your arm?
Yep.
Yeah. Even if they take it out, they used to take it out of the head. Yeah, for health reasons they used to do it.
Bloodletting.
Yeah. Now, a guy who does not wash his hands has no tumah at all. As I said there, when we lived in Chile, in Shlichut, we were there, and all the guys used to come and help us to make the food. We told everyone to wash their hands and make a bracha. And sometimes they used to bring friends of theirs, going. And then we said, you don't have to wash.
It was a good idea to have them wash their hands.
Wash your hands with soap. But that doesn't remove that spirit.
No, but
no, so we force. I don't care if he does with soap or not. I care more. I do care, but I care a lot more if he has bad spirit on me. Even though Chamila Sakanta Mistua, but no,
taking blood from the head is still used.
For what?
On infants, they still take blood from the head.
Really?
Yes.
I thought you take from the bottom of the foot. My children do from the bottom of the foot all the time.
How much did they take?
Very little.
When they used to take a real sample, they used to take from the head and sometimes from the neck.
Because I think there's not enough pressure to otherwise to come out, no? Remember, they try to take out blood from the every kid they take out from the, it's a special test you do, they take out from the heel. Because they check the thyroid. Thyroid?
Jaundice.
Yeah, so it's a thing that they do, see if there's any Chas Shalom problems there.
But they still take from the head and from the neck.
Still today? Not today.
Yes.
I've never seen that. Yeah.
He said from babies.
What?
Yeah, from infants.
Infants.
From infants they take from the head, and from small children they still take.
No.
They take from the neck. There's special needles for it, a special equipment for it, but they do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, now.
I've seen it.
I'm familiar with infants. I'm not,
yeah.
I never saw adults.
The water that one washes his hands in the morning for it. It's good if it's covered, especially a place where there's snakes. Because you need to wash your hands with water which are kosher to drink, or good to drink. And there's a halacha that if water was revealed all night, you're not going to drink it, so maybe you won't be able to wash with it. The mice, if you don't, you're not used to having snakes around in your house, because you don't live in Costa Rica, or I don't know, somewhere, in the Golan, or wherever, yeah, you live in a big city. In big cities, there's usually not. Doesn't always have snakes roaming around your house. So, and you left your cup, your washing cup revealed, you're allowed to wash with it. I thought you're not allowed to wash with it. If it's a place where there are snakes around, like in more than the shubim and stuff like that, you should, don't wash with the revealed water.
Or here.
Where's here?
Tapio Misrach.
Whatever, if you're in a place where there's snakes. And the homes, there's snakes. When's the last time you saw a snake in your house?
Well, with four cats, you normally don't.
No, so you definitely don't have snakes in your house.
But I mean, like, we're right next to a field.
You know that, right?
Right, so they are there.
Yeah, also like snakes.
In Beit Tal, they have snakes in the house sometimes. There was here in Beit Yisrael, about half a year ago, someone had found a snake inside the house.
Yeah?
Yeah. The woman freaked out.
Another day, I was in the field, there was a snake.
Yeah, I saw one lift it once. It was that thick.
That's thin.
I mean, that's how wide it was, and it was just curled up and looked.
What color was it?
Grayish.
Yeah. I saw one.
He looked at me, I looked at him, and we went away.
Yeah.
In the Knesset, you have over 100.
Yeah.
You guys have sneaky individuals.
Tell me a good joke now? About the Knesset. You already
cold
mentioned.
Place in, coldest place in the country.
May I assume that as a
I thought that was a chazir, that was a pig style,
isn't it?
All the day in the Knesset.
Yo, a pig's face is cleaner.
I heard a joke like this. So forgive me, anyone, as that's just a joke. That that in this elections, all the parties who were against Judaism, they went down. Hamash, it's Yesh Atid or whatever they're called. They went down from 19 to 9 or something.
Lapid burned himself out.
Yeah, Lapid burned himself out. We have a, what was the other one? Meretz went down to 4 or something. Yeah. And also Yadut HaTorah also went down. Mm-hmm. All the people who are against Judaism went down. It was a fight for the. They were 7, I think, and they went down to 5. What's the other guy, the Tilomi guy? I don't remember their names. The guy, whatever they were. Kitzel. Shekulam Azur Bitshuva. Shitgabem Achu Shamayim. Huh?
We too.
Kulanu, Vadai. I'm not a tzaddik. I have what to do. Yeah, anyways. My Meusim, water which is disgusting. You can't wash with them in the morning. Sure. Disgusting could also be that you put them in the bathroom. And you might not even drink that water, never, right? So it's pasuk to wash in the hand in the morning. Okay. Ebaya, to wash your hands. Afterwards, it's a little bit wet on your hands. It's not contaminated, the wet that's left on your hand. It's not tamed.
Before washing your hands,
you have to say what that means.
Because I have Shem Hashem, so you have to say it.
Yeah.
It's not a pasuk.
Not a pasuk. Yeah. Now, we have to be careful. After you wash your hands, not to touch someone else who did not wash his hands, not to touch the other one's hands. Where is it very common? With children. You got up a long time ago. You came up from shul already. And then the kid gets up and he comes over to you, Abba, Abba. So, besides, yeah, you could wash it, even if you touch it, just wash your hands afterwards again. After you wash the kid's hand, if you touch his hand, which happens often because he's a 2 or 3 or 4 year old, okay, so then you should wash your hands again without a bracha, of course. We don't wash Agabe Kalka, right? Not to wash on the floor somewhere. You wash onto the ground. You wash into a vessel or into the sink where the water is going to get washed away.
Just shachalit.
Okay, in the morning. Unless you're like, let's say you're camping out on a cliff somewhere, so you can wash down to the.
Shout before. Watch out below.
Okay, and it's better to be careful also not to put the water on kelim. Rav Avadia says that since Ruach Ra today is Rat Chalash, even if someone washes on kelim, don't know Ra, but make sure to wash the kelim, the dishes afterwards as well.
Ruach Ra is, I've heard him say he came, but Ruach Ra is getting stronger again.
Really?
Yeah.
What's happening?
What happened?
Same Hartman said he came that Ruach Ra is getting stronger
again
for the final battle.
So
the evil spirits are getting really, really strong.
Yeah. It's like when you chase a rat, it'll run and run and run. If you corner the thing, it'll fight like a tiger, because it's the last chance.
Okay. Now, if you don't have water to wash, you don't have a cup, you don't have anything, you have a mikveh. So you dip your hands in the mikveh. The mikveh is good, and your hands are still not still tuma. Talk about the washing from the morning. Can? The only place where you could dip your hands in and it's okay, and not to make a bracha, is if it's into snow. Snow, you could dip your hand 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 without bracha, but it takes away the bracha. Even if you have a bucket of water, you do 1, 2, 3, your hands are still tameh, and the water that you put it in is tameh, so it's not going to work. Only if you wash your hands.
How come my lips are still good?
Because the only way, because the tumah has nowhere to go. Where is it going to go? You have to, only the only way it goes away is by the silgin. If you're walking now to the, you're, let's say you're not at home, you're somewhere where there's a ground, and you're walking to pour the water, and you trip, and all the water goes all the place. It's tumah water. So if you have other waters, pour over those waters to be mevatel them. You can't have any ana, any benefits from the water that you washed with. Therefore, you can't give it to your cats to drink, and you can't wash the floors with it. The only thing you can do it is dump it. So down the drain. Immediately, don't leave it around. Tuma. And you can't even say, anything kedusha near the water.
But you have to be away.
Like urine, yeah.
4 hours.
Okay. It has more tumah than urine.
I think the actual tumah urine is the real makor, is when it's coming out.
Or when it's still stinky. It smells. Is any of shah. So. So halachot for today. Raga? Yeah, Masha. I need mic back. I don't. Ah, it's almost over. We did half an hour halacha. A little bit more. Mi shelo natal. There's a few people who cannot wash for you. Someone who did not wash cannot wash your hands. A woman when she's nida cannot wash her hands.
Even though she washes herself.
Yeah. Of course. She's Torah, no problem.
From the she's Nida.
Yes, that's what you can pour onto you. Really? And a goy.
But that's your queen. A wife can't do that to anybody. You're not such a really use women as doing.
Washing the hands and face.
Personal yeah. things. Even if she had it, you know, she's not your wife also. You're not allowed to.
It's Tamil woman, Nida. It could be your sister.
Maybe
sister, mother.
Even
a
sister
that's
not married, right?
I wish I know if she's married or not married. No, from a goya and a goya, also, they can't wash your hands. This is a very, it can be problematic. If you have a
Filipino.
Can, or you have a worker because the person is either old or he's sick or whatever.
Invalid, yeah.
So you can't be yourself. You should have someone go and wash his hands, a Jew. Who used to wash him on Lazar?
Filipino did not wash an alteration's hands.
Don't take away the tumor. Your wife always did it.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, you only have Jews around here.
The hospitals, they do that cloth. I don't think the nurses do that.
Well, if they ask, maybe if a person asks, why not? I have no idea, Baruch Hashem. Don't know too much about hospitals. We try to keep away. So, now, if someone did not wash his hands and he touched liquids, touched the actual liquid, not the bottle, the tameh, what do you do with it? Check it. Hard food is different. If it's, let's say, a hard fruit, you could wash it well. And something you could wash it well.
They told me it's
or peel it.
Wash it 3 times.
3 times. Okay. Pour in it water 3 times. Okay. But if it's something you're sitting like a kachalant or whatever, the baya.
Sponge cake. That's sponged out.
Yeah, you can also peel it. If it's something with a peel, you can peel it.
Still doesn't sound so appealing.
If yeah, it's not embarrassing. It's not embarrassing if you're hosting people and you don't know if they wash their hands in the morning. It's not an embarrassing thing to say, come wash your hands. They can wash your hands, makara. For purity, tell them we're going to wash our hands now for purity. You can do it also. We'll show them how to do it. I'm telling you, when we were in Chile, anyone who walked into the kitchen and wanted to help, tell them, do you wash your hands in the morning? What's that? Tell them, we'll show you. Yeah, you take, they're very excited to do it actually. And they made a bracha.
Something new.
Yeah, they're excited. No one gets offended, do you?
But the problem here is when you have somebody who's going against, you get some very interesting reactions.
Yeah, sometimes you have that. I just, if someone doesn't say, you can't touch the food, that's the problem.
It's a problem, yeah.
Can't touch the food. That's why it's. Yeah. It's a zabaya. You can't touch the food.
Not always easy to say.
What are you going to do? You're going to eat the food that he touched? The shema
achem. Problem.
If he's Jewish. If he's not Jewish, then abaya. He can touch all the food.
Yeah, he's going to help him.
If he's Jewish, he would have to have washed his hands in the morning.
That covers. Huh?
He would have needed to wash his hands in the morning to make everything kosher.
Okay. And if he did do it in the morning, so any other time during the day, like that. 6 times.
So. The food that he touched during the day, if it was unwashed, that's what happens to
the person who eats it. Huh?
The food is.
So you have to wash it 3 times, like you said.
Yeah, it's not always easy to do.
How do you wash children?
Wash it down the drain.
When you were wash your hands, when we were living in Emmanuel many moons ago, we had somebody in the house for a while who refused to do the morning hand wash and insisted on taking part in the preparing the food.
What do you do?
And we asked the wife what to do.
I don't know.
If you can't convince the person without getting into arguments, they're not going to do anyhow, just hate everybody, at least see to it that they just wash their hands. Not need to do that. You say wash it. Say, okay, you go woke up and you went to the toilet, so at least wash your hands.
At least cleansing. And cleansing. Yeah. Why also helps give for the tumor?
Yeah. Simply like wash your hands for cleansing after going to the toilet. Yeah, yeah. That's sort of a... It's bitochak, but it's better than nothing.
No.
That's the way
it is. Yeah, just tell them that food poisoning.
I
you can't.
If it's people that I suspect that they don't do it. No, I don't ask. If I don't. If I. How do you know? People wash their hands usually.
In the morning? If not, maybe by their bed. Not everybody washes.
Maybe by the bed. Yeah, afterwards, by the bed.
Both people know the halakha. So
yeah, people. I don't know. Like expect someone who has a kippah in his bed. He knows to wash their hands.
Assume.
I saw also chilonim. Chilonim, you don't keep Shabbat any, and they wash their hands in the morning. Because they don't tuma. They don't want to be tuma. Yeah, I'm telling you.
There was an incident.
I met people like that.
I think it was the Michelstedel. I'm not sure if it was Michelstedt or not. Had a student who was a very brilliant boy, and the town Catholic priest or bishop or whatever you want to call it, what it was, realized this Jew was a very brilliant boy, but also had a lot of gava. And he sort of bit by bit convinced him, listen, what are you going to be if you stick with that? You'll learn a lot. No one's going to make anything out of you. Come to us, and you'll be famous, you'll be big, be rich, and so on and so forth. We can make you a leader of an entire region of Germany. And he got convinced. Left the yeshiva, and he became an important priest.
Wow.
He was already an assistant, because he was still younger then, but he was getting important then. But one day he comes back to the Rav. I said, listen, I've got a problem. I remember you're a smart man, and I still respect you, and so on. No, I know I have a problem you can help me with, he said. What's the problem? He's got this and this, but it's always something bothering me. Tell me a little nudge that it's not comfortable, what I'm doing. I don't understand why. I said, do you still do your three hand washes in the morning when you get up? Yeah, it's part of me. He said, stop it for a few weeks. 3 weeks later, boy comes back and says, without his whole costume, wearing clothes, help me do tshuva. What happened was, when he stopped doing hand washing, he stopped having the feeling like bothering him. He realized that Hevdel. He realized he wasn't Tuma. He didn't realize he wasn't Tuma until he stopped washing at the turn.
Yeah, Femur.
If it's that strong, you realize why it's the long business.
It's MS. Yeah. It's true.
So because he was washing his hand, he was getting rid of the Tuma.
Yeah, right. And it made him uncomfortable being with all the Catholic Church because what all its lies and tumah. It was uncomfortable with
and
it.
When he stopped washing
his hands, it was getting comfortable.
So then he realized it's true. The Torah is true.
He realized that he's in a bad place. Yeah. And had to come back to the truth and go ahead.
So yeah, we got to do Purim Halachot. Touching, before you wash your hands, you don't touch any openings of the body. Don't open opening the eyes, the nostrils, the mouth, any other opening, the ears, can't.
Down below,
can't,
right.
Not touching. Touch, you bring too much of there. It's mazik to the person, it damages, it harms the person. Very important.
You talked about that, you talked about all the dalai lamas?
Yeah, before.
So if you desperately, you wake up, you desperately have to go to the bathroom, you wash first?
Keta, of course.
Mm. No, if he's under a lot of pressure.
You wash, you can't wash.
If he feels he can't make it's one or the other. You have a real pressure to go.
Yeah.
A lot of people...
So go in bed, go in the bed. No, you don't care.
No, the time basket's not.
Of course not. If your person is in a situation where he's going to make, so of
it's course do or not.
Most people are not in that situation. Most people, they have...
Most men have problems with the prostates. Over 50% of men, as you get older, over 50% of men have prostate. And the prostate is one of the functions that...
To hold it hold in?
Hold the water in or hold it back.
It's really bad.
And so...
So if a person in Amash needs, so you need.
Yeah.
What is he going to do?
And you can rely on the heter of that the house is dalai lama's.
Yeah.
Video.
I mean, it's just like
somebody sneezes at night, they have to blow their nose, and they want to clean it up. So.
If he's able to wash his hands, he should wash his hands first.
Sure.
What if he just touches it with the
tissue? Is better. It's better. No?
It's a chance if he has a. It's after chatzos. It's a.
Here. He talks about it in a second. Here, 1 second.
Natural one.
Oh, anyway. Good idea. Okay.
You have to say tikkun
atzmos. If someone is ill or he's older and he doesn't have water and you woke up in the middle of the night and he wants to drink water or refuah and he can't get up to wash his hands, at least he should rub his hands on the magevet, on a towel, and then he could drink.
Yeah, he's not touching it directly, so there's a separation.
Yeah. Yeah. And Zod Hashem, Yom Chamishi, you learn Halachot of Asher Yatzar, and how to serve Hashem when a person uses the bathroom.
So, Asher Yatzar, according to the Rizal, that's like his Friday most week, he has 45 words, which is Gematria Adab.
Adab.
Chatzam brings out his school also that it's. You say it, but
Kavana.
You won't need it. You'll have it before.
Yeah.